A new report from the Human Rights Commission finds a massive increase in anti-LGBTQ legislation this year across the country, with 115 bills proposed across 30 states. The LGBTQ advocacy group says 2021 is on track to become the worst year for gay rights state legislative attacks in recent history. The bills would block minors from getting gender-affirming medical care and limit youth participation in sports based on their gender at birth. Human Rights Campaign President Alfonso David.
Hundreds of bills have been introduced in state legislatures around the country that attempt to erase transgender people and attempt to make LGBTQ people second-class citizens. What many people may not realize is that the number of bills we are seeing, particularly bills targeting transgender young people, is unprecedented. If these bills are enacted, it would mean that states will have enacted more anti-LGBTQ bills this year alone than in the last 3 years combined.
According to the group's analysis, so far this year, 8 anti-LGBTQ bills have been signed into law. 10 more are awaiting a governor's approval. Many target transgender youth. Amy Allen is the mother of a trans daughter in Tennessee. She says she's concerned about how anti-trans legislation will affect her child and has considered moving her family out of Tennessee due to recently proposed legislation in the state.
Every week, I make phone calls to legislators to tell them that these bills are a bad idea. And last week, I sat through a hearing in the Tennessee House Health Committee and listened to legislators grill my son's endocrinologist about gender-affirming care that is sound and ethical and endorsed by dozens of national organizations. And today, we may see Governor Bill Lee sign into law a bill that will stigmatize trans students who just want to use the school bathroom and locker room that aligns with their gender identity. My son starts ninth grade in the fall, and he just wants to be treated like any other high school kid.
At least 66 sports bans on transgender youth have been introduced in states across the U.S., along with 35 bills that would affect medical care for transgender youth. According to the Human Rights Campaign's analysis, this year is on track to reach a record high in anti-trans violence. It's reporting at least 15 anti-trans deaths this year and expects that number to increase well past the record 44 last year. Libby Gonzalez is a transgender teenager in Texas who has been speaking up against anti-trans legislation since kindergarten.
The first time I asked lawmakers to stop attacking me, I was 6, and now I'm 11. Lawmakers have to stop attacking trans kids. They've tried to stop me from using the bathroom, which was crazy. Now they're trying to stop me from getting the health care I need. Who am I supposed to be if these bills pass? I told my mom and dad that if this law passes, I want to disappear. They keep telling kids like me that we don't matter, but I know that I matter.
The Human Rights Campaign is urging major corporations, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, and all individuals to continue to speak up against the bills, which they call inhumane. Not every bill is set to pass. Recently, the governor of Arizona vetoed a transgender sports ban. The governor of North Dakota vetoed an anti-LGBTQ bill. The governor of Kansas today vetoed legislation that would have banned transgender athletes from girls' and women's school sports. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly labeled the bill regressive and cited possible damage to the state's business climate as the reason for the veto. She called the legislation a devastating message that Kansas is not welcoming to all children and their families.
I'm Eileen Alfandari, inviting you to join us at 7 each weekday morning.